happened in terms of the invite, we've seen quite a number of indications and claims whether they have not been invited or they are invited, but they are not going to be here. We are going to listen to you, ma'am, anyway, and we'll get ourselves cleared on questions that we'll have. We'll direct them to you, after which we'll decide exactly how to take the matter forward. And immediately hereafter, we'll then have the groundwork taking over, proceeding with their colloquia, as indicated on the program. But right away, first let me indicate the apologies that we have got from members. The chairperson of the committee, Honorable Phil Mapulang, is not here. It's abroad on some work commitment. Thus, he cannot be with us here, including the minister. And other members are serving in other portfolio committees which are sitting today. So they may not be able to join us here. Others are in water, others are in public enterprises, and so on. So you will bear with us in terms of our numbers, but we are proceeding with this meeting nonetheless. Unless if we have got other apologies that are not mentioned. Okay. There are the departmental officials as well with us. You're welcome. You'll also listen and they will assist in terms of taking the matter forward, what needs to be investigated or done after the presentations. I think we'll allow you to have an input as well onto what the petition is all about. Right away, let me allow you, Ms. Amanda, to take us through. Over to you.
Hello. Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity for me to present this brief pressing issue on behalf of the residents of Kempton Park. All protocol observed. I am Amanda Davidson, I'm a resident of Ward 104 in Kempton Park in Ekurhuleni. I've been living there since 2007. As most of us Kempton Parkers, we used to be really proud to be able to say that we live in Kempton Park, with ORC on your doorstep, the portal to Africa and the world. Over a year ago, we had... Thank you. Since over a year ago... Not my machine, help. Okay. Since over a year ago, we've had issues and problems with all kinds of refuse removal. And we are now actually really ashamed of Kempton Park to say that we actually live there, because it's basically turned into a trash shop. If you get off a plane from anywhere in the world, it actually smells. We are really ashamed. If I can take you on a bit of a history since March last year. It started, this was exactly, well, a year ago from March. There was already a backlog of refuse that was not ever that was not collected due to broken trucks. That's now an issue. The metro actually acknowledges that it was an unprecedented challenge. There was weeks of no collection, and there was actually even diesel supply issues. As you can see, I did not chuck any of this out of my thumb. This is all being published in the Kempton Express. So this was a year ago in March. Everybody is aware of it. It's already showing that some issues are on its way. Then in September, we had the wheelie bin rollout. At the start, nobody was really very happy about this. Nobody liked change. Everybody was kicking against it. But then The situation was explained to us that yes, it was national legislation. The one that actually got everybody to cooperate was that it was going to be cheaper. Plus, it looked really good, as opposed to a bunch of bags lying around the street, the wheelie bin. So, and plus, of course, the new plan and the new schedule that was rolled out was perfect. The whole of Kempton was divided into these little areas, one area per day, and the plan was that everybody was refused. But anything to do with refuse goes into that area on your day, whether they're picking up bins or bags or skips or even the informal trash pickers or the plastic pickers, as we call them. They also go in there. They're allowed to do recycling. Municipal workers go and clean the streets, clean the parks. It was fantastic, a really awesome idea. But something went wrong, and it actually never happened. In November, already there was a problem. There was confusion whether you must put your bin out or your bag out. People didn't know if you're in a complex if they can keep their skip or must they now get bins. Even the municipal workers didn't know must they now pick up bags or bins or both, and with the end of it, that at the end nothing was actually picked up. The whole place was just full of rubbish. And then up with the next problem is there is two transfer stations in Kempton Park. So now your trash is not being picked up, well, you've got a bin in a bag. Your garden refuse, you don't know what to do with it. So after about 2 weeks, you and your neighbors start talking together and you're like, we've got to do something because our kids are actually starting to play between the racks and the snakes. So everybody puts everything on a bucket and you go to your transfer station. Only to get there that either the gates are locked, the bins are awful, the compactors are not working, the trucks are either broken or they are too busy picking up the backlog, or there isn't any trucks in any case, or they are running up and down between the transfer station and the landfill. So now there's no space in any case to go with your rubbish. So what people unfortunately did is they dumped it up front of the transfer station. This was in December. So, carry on. Next is, now, also, again, nothing's been picked up. Now, the people who live in complexes, that eventually, either they kept their skips or they were told to get skips, they were completely looked over. If and when there is any collection of anything, the skip trucks just never came around. They never collected. Some of those places called and say it's been a month, and there's rotting food, and I'm not joking, rats, and the rats brought snakes, that we had people catching snakes in some of these areas. And then, of course, we're all happy when babies are born, but with the disposable nappies lying in the sun for 4 weeks, it was seriously just unacceptable. Then, yeah, again, in, sorry, I'm still in Feb. It came to light that the whole rollout with the wheelie bins, which everybody was okay with, was not synchronized with getting the trucks equipped to remove the bins. They didn't have the mechanisms installed. So that's obviously also a reason why there was such a problem. And yes, after all of this, exactly a year after we saw something was coming, the waste removal in Kempton completely collapsed. And the residents were up in arms. They were seriously ready to go and dump everything on the municipal steps. Fast forward to April. Now, we were told that in May, no more bags were going to get picked up. So in April, Ekulene gave everybody some leeway and said, okay, you still have time, go fetch your wheelie bins before the beginning end of March, and then we will only pick up bins, no more bags. The problem is, so now you've got time to go get your bin, but when you get to the depot, there's no stock of bins. This is since April, and the only time we actually got stock of bins again was in September. So in between, now there's nobody picks up your bags, but you can't get a bin. So you're in a catch-22 situation. Okay, carry on. In July, same situation, still carrying on. The call centre is unwilling to help with any refuse removal complaints. And the metro still kept on not being able to catch up on the backlog of refuse removal as they promised. And I think this is here where they actually accepted and they actually said also that they don't understand themselves why the refuse collection works very well everywhere else in Ekurhuleni, but not in Kempton. Come August, everybody just had enough, and the petition why I'm here today was drawn up. Both electronic and manual went out, getting petitions from everybody because everybody just had enough. And if nobody listens to you, what is the next step? What do you do? So the petition went out. In October, still nothing was better, and that's when Honourable Mr. Michael Waters finally laid charges against the Ekurhuleni Mayor and the MMC for environmental waste on the contravention of the National Management Waste Act. Our question is, thank you very much for that, but why did it have to go to this point? Why, after more than a year, after asking and pleading, can we just get somebody to pick up our rubbish? That it had to go to a point that a criminal case had to be laid. Just obviously everybody here knows the act. I just quoted a couple of this. In the first place, the collection must be done on the same day every week. For over a year, this has not happened. When the schedule, for whatever reason, is interrupted, all backlogs must be addressed as a matter of priority, and this has not happened. It's been some places, I swear, up to a month that nothing was collected. When the collection was missed on one day, for whatever reason, it has to be removed, not later, on the next scheduled collection day. Again, this has not been happening. So, in conclusion, we're not asking for much. There was such a really awesome plan and schedule that was rolled out in September with a wheelie bin. It worked everywhere else in Ekurhuleni, why not in Kempton? So we're asking, please, can somebody just put some pressure on the mayor and the MMC in Ekurhuleni to try and sort out this problem? I mean, this is a place where your children are supposed to live, and this children can't grow up like this. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot for that presentation. I think I'm going to allow members to as well ask you some questions, but I've not picked up what happened after the charge was laid against the mayor as well as the MMC for environment. Has that been concluded? Was there any particular verdict? Yes.
As far as we're concerned, or anything that we heard or seen, nothing's happened. The charge was laid and then nothing else happened after that yet.
Okay, and I know that Honourable Waters is here. Probably you will have an input as well in that regard. Before I go to the department and so on, members, do you have questions? Okay. Honourable Steenkamp.
Thank you, Chair. I think maybe if we could have the department and then we just ask questions holistically, just to get the holistic idea, but also for the department to just maybe explain to us, seeing that this is our first petition that we get in front of this committee, just to maybe explain the process for record purposes as to how we handle this, if you don't mind.
Honourable Padden.
I'd just like to know, I don't know how many wards there are, but obviously every ward has a ward councillor. Are the ward committees functioning in your area? And I think that's important to know because if they're functioning properly, that is the way it should have been pushed. So I'd just like to get some background on whether the ward committees are functioning in that area.
Honourable Waters.
Look, Chair, just to answer your question about the charges, as you know, the wheels of justice turn slowly, you know. So we only opened the case up a few weeks ago, so we're still waiting for obviously the findings of that investigation, and hopefully, you know, we'll go further. But but it's too soon. Yeah.
Okay, we'll also await that particular process. But probably if it does work, if something happens from here, that may be overtaken by events. But from my side as well, because the matter should have either moved from the ward level to the municipal council level, and you are saying in terms of your, shall I call it claims or allegations, that everywhere else in Ekurhuleni it does seem to work, the system does seem to work, but not in Kapdolma, in the town itself, or where you reside around your ward. Why is it so in your view?
Okay, I am actually on one of the ward committees, so I can answer that it does work. There are eight wards in within Kempton Park. And I know all of those ward committees do function and they do work, and I know all of the councillors as well. The problem is that when they do go to council and they raise these issues, it never gets discussed for whatever reason, and it never somehow gets further. So that's all I know. I mean, I'm not a councillor, I don't go to council, but that is unfortunately why we are where we are. Because for whatever reason, nothing happens when they take the issues to even the oversight committee and to council. But nothing seems to happen. It just gets worse and worse in Kempton. And yes, why does it work in Benoni and in Springs and in Edenvale, but not in Kempton?
Yeah, may you as well answer the question by Honourable Pardon. Why was it not pushed enough from the ward level or in the ward?
I honestly don't think it could have been pushed any further. Like I say, I can't answer for the councils or for the councillors, but I do know that it was brought up in council. Maybe it's because there's all these other issues that always get discussed, even though they sit there until 12 midnight at night. I can't answer, honestly. I don't know why, but that is why we're here.
Honourable Waters, you can then ask, but then we'll also, after you allow the department to respond, if you have got something in that regard, over to Honourable Waters.
Thanks, Chair. Just to add on to what the visitor said, with regards to what the councillors have done, I know they've tabled a motion, several motions in council about it. They've submitted questions. I mean, there's eight councillors in Kempton Park, so they've each submitted questions. They've had a meeting with MMC about it. They've raised it in the portfolio committee, and they've handed in this petition as well, to no avail. So they have tried.
So, in your view, are they being ignored?
Most certainly, yes.
The department?
Thanks, Chair. In terms of waste collection complaints, they are lodged with the municipality, and in this case, the communication that we got only contained the nine names on the petition, and because of the short time frame, because it was never raised with us before, we tried telephonically just to engage to see whether the issues were resolved, and about four indicated that the issues have been resolved. So it's based on the nine petitioners or those that have signed. And we encourage that the complaints be laid with the waste management officer, because each municipality has an officer responsible for waste. And if they are taking time or they are not resolved at the provincial level also, we've got a waste management officer, so it can be escalated to the provincial department responsible for the environment portfolio to address the issue. So in this case, they also did not have the complaint, but now they are aware based on the communication, and I think it will be addressed.
May I be once more advised of your name and the position?
Mamohala Musekene, Chief Director, Integrated Waste Management.
So you're saying that some of the petitioners were contacted, and their indication is that the problem has been resolved. They are now satisfied.
So, Chair, based on the invitation to the sitting, we requested clarity because we did not get information on the petition, and the document that was sent to us contained a list of 9. And because we also needed to prepare short time, we telephonically contacted the 9, and about 4 or 5 indicated that the problem was resolved. I think 1 or 2, they couldn't even remember. There was one that also indicated that the change in the receptacle that Ms. Davidson referred to, the black bag vis-a-vis the wheelbin, created some confusion, I think, with change management. It's something that could happen, but they're still adjusting to the new system. So I think, yes, there could be issues in terms of managing that change process, but I think though mostly said the problem was resolved in terms of collection. That is only the 9, but I've seen that from the presentation, they're about 1,007, so I'm not sure if those, where are they in terms of resolution?
Ms. Amanda or Ms. Davidson, in your view, are you saying the situation remains the same after the confusion and the fact that there's no stock in terms of the beans? Are you saying that this situation is as current as you are presenting today?
It is as current, except that in September the depot did receive stock of the receptacles, as you call it. So yes, there is stock now of wheelbins. In the last 2 weeks, we've seen some improvement, but strangely enough, and I know I can't prove that somehow because it was phone calls I received last night. Yesterday, after the last 2 weeks, since the case was open, there has been some improvement. But yesterday, again, there was large, massive areas that were skipped over again. And the thing is, in some areas, it may be the people that you did call, in some areas there's 2-3 blocks, or maybe in an enclosure, that maybe that enclosure is picked up, and then right across the road there's 2 streets that skipped. Or the worst is that nobody can understand, in one street the one side is picked up and the other side not. That is still very current.
Honorable Tenga, so that we, and followed by Honorable Pada.
Chair, thank you very much. Okay, so now that I've got clarity from both sides, I would like to know, I hear what you're saying from the department side. I understand that there was only 9 names. We also got so I understand that you tried to phone them. I would, however, have liked to know exactly, out of the 9, 3 people said this, 2 people said this, and 4 people said that. I think facts are better than 1 or 2 or 4 or 5. I would feel better to know that you've investigated properly. I would like to know what the process is from here on out. I'd like to know about the timeline. I do think that the committee should suggest that it gets investigated, and that I would like a report. from the department side, as we need to oversee this and it's an official complaint. I was also concerned as to the processes followed, but now that we have clarity that it, you know, it was escalated to the municipality and then. I am concerned, however, that you mentioned that there's a waste management officer at the municipality and that the complaint should be laid to this person. Surely, if there was a complaint or a petition at or sent to the municipality, this person should have picked it up. This person, it should have been given to this person. I don't think it's the responsibility of the residents to find the specific person. It's the responsibility of the residents to take it to whoever at the municipality, and they did to the highest political place that they could. I think it's passing the buck to tell people to, no, but you should now go to this person. So you've already tried people at the municipality. Surely if the MEC or the MMC or whoever gets it, they should pass it on. I think, quite frankly, I think this is not an isolated issue. I think there are many issues like these, and you guys just, you know, happen to have a guts to bring it here. I think we should, as the committee, take a very conclusive stance to say, okay, but this is what we're going to do so that we have reference for future issues. Also, I'd like to know, just the last one, when was the department informed of this issue exactly? I'd like a date, please. That's it. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honourable Patton, if you don't mind, let me take Honourable Waters. He has made a request to try and you'll come after him. Honourable Waters.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, thanks for accommodating me. I've just been asked to go to the Ethics Committee for some hearing. Not against me, but to give evidence. So if you don't mind, I've got to go, but I'd like to say a few things before I leave, if you don't mind. I've just been in contact with some of the councillors in Kempton, and they're saying that the lack of refuse collections happening this week again, sort of back to normal. So yes, things improved, I think, after we laid the charges for a few weeks, I think because maybe people were in shock that charges were laid, but the fact is it's back to normal. And I think there's a more systematic problem, and the fact it's about management.
Not interjecting. Back to normal, you mean back to abnormality.
Back to abnormal, abnormality. I think it goes to the lack of management, fleet management, you know, the fact that there's not enough refuse trucks. You know, it's just chaotic in Kempton Park. But, I mean, I would like to see, if I may, Chair, is that the committee calls the MMC of Environmental Services to come before the committee to explain what's going on and why the situation is as dire as it is. And because, I mean, between her, she's accountable, as is the mayor, with regards to the National Management Waste Act, which clearly states how regular waste should be collected, and when it's not collected, what processes must be in place to collect the backlog. And they're not adhering to the Act at all. They're actually in transgression of the Act. And they should be held accountable in accordance with the Act, the mayor and the MMC. So I would like to see that the committee calls us, the mayor and the MMC, to come and explain to themselves why the situation as bad as it is and what plans are you putting in place to rectify the situation. Because it's not as if, Kempton Park's a new suburb that's just sprawled up overnight. They have been getting refuse collection for decades and decades and decades. It's just recently that it's collapsed. So that's what I would like to say. And then also, just from the department side, the fact is residents can lodge as many complaints as possible. But if, I think the lady said we could waste management officer, but if the councillors are not getting a response from the mayor and the MMC when tabling motions and questions and raising it in council, what hope do the residents have? That's what I wanted to say, you know, if the council is so unresponsive. But Chair, having indulged me in thanking you once again, may I go to the Ethics Committee?
Yes, probably you will get to know about how we shall have resolved this. Yes, okay. All right, you keep well. Over to you, Honourable Padden.
Thanks, Chair. Where I live in the Eastern Cape, the Nthambi municipality in the Eastern Cape had serious waste issues, and the ward committees were functioning, and it was ward committees make recommendations, council makes the decisions. So all a ward committee can do is make the recommendation, and as you rightly said, that's where it's getting stuck. So in desperation, the ratepayers took the council to court, and they won their case. So if this issue has been driven at council level, the minutes would reflect this. And that is enough evidence to take in legal opinion and to take... Now, you mentioned charges have been laid. I want to just get clarity before you go off. Who laid the charges and where? Because if you push it legally, like these people did, they won it. And they forced the MM, the courts forced the MM to take action.
Thanks, Chair. I laid the charges. Me. So in relation to the contravention of the Waste Management Act, and the fact that, and it's clearly, if you read it, it clearly, and Ms. Davidson put it up on the screen, it clearly stipulates how regular waste must be collected. There's no ambiguity as far as the collection of waste is concerned. It's got to be done because of health reasons, obviously. I mean, you know, we don't want people to get sick. And so that's why I laid the charges, myself, and yes, I suppose the ratepayers could go to court, but then it's money. You know, I mean, you know, it shouldn't have to result in that. We should have a more responsive and caring council, quite frankly. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But obviously I'm about to summarize how the matter should be taken forward. Okay, thanks. One is that the department should get the matter to be properly investigated, just to be in touch with your provincial as well as the metro officers or officials who are responsible for this task, just to get to understand what is it that is happening, and let's get their side of the story. Because they are not here today, they were going to be afforded the opportunity to talk for themselves. Now that they are not here, we should do that investigation. The other is, because there are another sphere of government, so at your levels, I think you may not really just impose, but you need to work with them in a manner that government is supposed to do that. At the same time, from ourselves, we may have to write to them and then get a particular response from them, even before we call them here, just to explain what the situation is like, in the, what do they know about this very issue, so that we have got clarity of how we'll do it. But also to indicate to them from our own office, to indicate that we received this petition, we received this presentation, and our wish is to see the matter resolved or implemented in the interest of the residents there. So if there are particular loopholes or gaps or problems in the system, that, as you were saying, it has been improved, that at least they must have a sustainable way of collecting refuse, so that you are satisfied as a resident, probably sharing with us their program in terms of how they are handling the matter or how they're doing these kind of things and whether it's being followed. But the third point is that we would like to know how the case has been concluded, the charges that have been laid against the council by Honorable Waters. We'll want to know how that has actually been concluded. It is after all this, I think we can give this about 2 weeks or a week for them to respond. After that, then we may be in touch with you, Ms. Davidson, just to indicate how the response has been like and how the matter has been being attended. So you'll get that from us. We'll equally be in touch with the department after that week to understand how far you will have gone and how satisfied are you that the matter is being attended to. I think it's honorable Stenio.
Thank you, Chief. Sorry, I just want clarity on what you said. I like that you put time frames to it or deadlines to it. I think we should be very clear with our deadlines. I'd like to submit that the committee should just put it a little bit more straightforward to say, okay, so Kirilleni has a week to reply, the department has what, you know, time frames. I would like us to make sure that we conclude with the issue before the end of the year, though, if that's at all possible. I don't think it's impossible. I don't think it's going to take that long to get behind the real facts, you know.
Yeah, the understanding I've got is that this is being done. It's a program that they've got in the municipality. It's not something that it's supposed to be their weekly program or some day-to-day kind of program that they are doing, and probably they've got the budget for it and so on. So it's not something that it's an added kind of a responsibility. It's something that is within their powers to do on a daily basis. So I'm saying by next week Friday, what date will that be? We're supposed to get a response from them as to what they do in 23rd. We're supposed by close of business to have received responses from them. The department equally, this week, next week, you must have been able to find out everything that is going on there. What are their challenges, if they've got challenges in this regard. So that after that, we can then, based on the responses we shall have got, know how to take the matter forward ourselves, based on their own responses. And then we'll keep you informed as to what shall have been done. Yes. Is it fine? Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks, members. Thanks, the department. I don't know why it's so too simple, Lamachacha. Lena Litamayi, the chief director.
Mamuhala Musekene.
Mamuhala. Okay. It's all right, yeah. I think we'll try and internalize that. Keep well, thanks for coming. Then we have concluded on the petition. Mr. Bobby, you are expected to come forward and take over your meeting. We shall remain here to listen to how you shall be conducting your colloquia. We expect members from the Health Committee to join us as well, the Health Portfolio Committee. And if they happen to come, we'll be with them here and we'll listen where we need to give our own input later, we'll be able to do so if afforded that opportunity. Thanks a lot. You can run the meeting from here.
Thank you, Chair. I would just suggest that we have a short break of about 10 to 15 minutes, and then we can set up and then we can start. Will that be okay, Chair?
That's fine. Perhaps 10 minutes will be fine, because we may have members who are under pressure as well, so that you don't conclude your meeting when people are no longer here. Let's make it 10 minutes. Okay, thanks.